There are some folks that think they can run your business better than you can. In this case, the man at the newspaper was right. His advice to two brothers helped them launch a major corporation. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Take back your weekend. Go to Exmark.com today.
Landscape pros trust Exmark more than any other brand. For more than 30 years, Exmark mowers have been built to work all day, every day. For a perfect cut, every time, in no time. So use what the pros use and take back your weekends. What's your favorite way to enjoy a weekend? Submit your video at Exmark.com/weekends for a chance to win a new Exmark mower, as well as other cool gear, trips, and more.
There's still time to sign up for our American Countryside Adventure to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll fly to Fairbanks, where we'll pan for gold, see the Alaska Pipeline, and ride the Riverboat Discovery. Then we'll head to Denali National Park and stay at the Princess Lodge. We'll also take in the Alaska State Fair and see the largest vegetables on Earth. Plus, we'll cruise the Kenai Fords and ride on the Alaska Railroad. Get your brochure by calling 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266, or find the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. Brothers Henry and Richard Block began a bookkeeping business in Kansas City in the 1950s. During tax season, they assisted clients with taxes, but that business was taking time away from bookkeeping, so they decided to quit doing those tax forms.
And one of the people that they told they would not do their tax return for happened to be an advertising salesman for the Kansas City Star. And he said to the two brothers, "You got it all wrong. You should be getting out of the bookkeeping business and focusing on tax preparation."
Tom Block shares the story of his father and uncle's fledgling business, a business that grew into a worldwide corporation.
He convinced them to run not one, but two ads in the local newspaper promoting tax preparation. So at $100 a piece for the ads, they decided to go forward, and instantly they had an office full of people.
Their firm grew rapidly, with the brothers entering major markets quickly.
And they were among the very first companies in the world to do franchising. That word also did not exist at the time. The second city they opened after Kansas City was not Topeka, not St. Joe, not Omaha. It was New York City.
Franchises took root and the growth continued. It relied on filling out tax forms, a business the brothers had wanted to get out of.
So, I mean, they really were thinking very big. As my uncle said, we knew we had a winning poker hand and we wanted to play for all we had.
Tom Block would eventually become head of the company. But he then began a new and quite unexpected adventure. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.